Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. This week, we begin to read Matthew 25. This chapter in Matthew is called A Little Apocalypse. Jesus is very close to his arrest, to his death. And here in Matthew 25, he is giving some of his last teachings. Over the course of the next 3 weeks, we will be reading every verse of this chapter, not all at once, but over these 3 weeks. And it begins this week with this parable of the 10 virgins and their lamps. Two things always strike me about this parable. The first, the Lord saying, the bridegroom saying, "I do not know you." Those words are haunting. They're frightening. And we'll hear those very words twice in this chapter. "I do not know you." Hopefully, we won't hear them when we arrive in heaven. The second thing that's often striking is this lack of sharing. What's up with that? The wise ones not giving their oil to the foolish ones. That's not nice. That's not Christian. That's not Jesus. And yet here it is. What's going on here? And I'd suggest that perhaps there's a connection between "I do not know you" and the not sharing of this oil. If God is ever going to know us, he is going to know us not because he's God, but because we told him. Do you want God to know you? Then share yourself with him. Tell him what's going on in your life. Do not assume that God knows. You see, God is a good father. And like a good father, he wants to know what his children are doing, not because he sees them, but because his children trust him. His children tell him what's going on. His children go to him. And so, do you want God to know you? Start sharing your life with him. Allow yourself to be known by him. What makes you anxious? What makes you depressed? The things on your mind? The things that worry you? Tell him. Allow yourself to be known. St. Augustine says that the lack of sharing in this parable is not out of malice, but he points out what we often forget, that there are some things in life that cannot be shared. What things are those? Any adult here with adult children know what those things are. Yes, we can give food, we can give witness, we can give love, we can give support. But things like virtue and habit, things like muscles, cannot be shared. As much as you would love for your children to be in church, your adult children, they may not be. You see, there are some things that cannot be shared. And St. Augustine said that this oil is just that. It's the charity. It's the gift of repeated actions. It's the gift of repeated good works that is the oil. And my friends, that's for each and every one of us to gain. And so one of the beautiful things about this parable, one of the beautiful teachings that could be a takeaway, is to realize what we are, to realize who we are. And the people with the most self-knowledge are the people who allow themselves to be known by God. Because when you allow yourself to be known by God, when you allow yourself to be loved by God, guess what? You learn who you are. And there is the beautiful discovery that we are men and women made in God's image and likeness. We are made fit for Him. And we have this beautiful ability to store up for us, to store up for ourselves, treasure in heaven, oil in the lamp. And so one of the takeaways here is to tend the lamp. Is your wick a little flat? Do you have oil in your lamp? My friends, we all have a wick. We all have oil or the capacity for oil. And unlike our culture, which shines the harsh spotlight that destroys and accuses and harms, God invites us to tend the lamp. To tend the lamp with the gentle and the healing light that is Him. To allow our lives to shine. And so this week, as we begin Matthew 25, as we come near to the end of Jesus' life, as we come near to the end of the liturgical year, let us allow ourselves to be known by Him. And in allowing for that, let us know ourselves in Him. That yes, we are fit for God. With great dignity, we are and can be these lamps that are well tended to, well cared for. And we can store up in ourselves oil that keeps the flame of God's love and His healing lit. May God bless you today.